or as well?
Well, it says the widest part of it is 24. The widest part of it is 20 feet wide, and it's 24 feet long. Okay.
So it's as big as the square of this area here.
Well, not quite. Let me show you.
Because.
Okay. And here is where the steps comes up.
Okay.
Like that. And then this area over here would be the opening over the hallway, you know, where we keep stored things.
Right.
Okay, well, my brother got married when he was around 19. So it was just my sister and I, so he made it 2 bedrooms upstairs. Okay. He figured he'd keep me around the house longer. So my room is a larger, and it's like that. Now, this empty space that was open over in here is now a walk-in locker. And right here is one window. So, okay, this is my sister's doorway, and this is the doorway coming up the steps. Now, over in here in her section, she has a smaller locker. And this is her bedroom with one window.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's about the size of it.
It's around 20 by 24 feet. You know, if you took out the lockers, closed up.
Okay, and this is just a spare room.
Yeah.
Or just a.
It's a junk collector.
Okay.
That's what it is. Things we decide we want to get rid of, and they get as far as that room, and then it's another 6 months before they get out the rest of the way.
We got a lot of space for a house in Key West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we got a long backyard. I mean, a nice sized backyard.
Oh. Well,
our property isn't so wide, but it's long because our property goes from Fleming Street to Curry's Lane, so it extends all the way back.
Okay. You ever hear anybody call lockers anything else?
Closets.
And what kind of things do you have in this room?
Okay, there's a three-piece bamboo couch thing you put together, you know, make it like a small couch. I have a piano that's up against this wall here, and there's a mural with fruit over it. In the front room, there are 2 big bamboo chairs. There's an aquarium with guppies in it in the left corner. There's a TV set underneath the bar, and there's 2 chairs up against, we have a big mural. You know, the old mural up against the wall, opposite the other wall. Okay, that's it in that apartment. We have 2 rugs on the floor.
Now the couch, if it wasn't...
If it wasn't put together, it'd be 3 separate chairs.
All right. What do you call one that's just all one piece? Would you still call it a...
Couch.
Okay, you ever heard them call anything else?
Was it divan, divan, sofas?
Okay. All right, now...
Sectionals.
Yeah. That's what, you said it's bamboo. Is that the, I think it's
bamboo.
Yeah. Is there a name for that type?
Can't think of it. Not that we just call it bamboo because it's made from bamboo.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of a tropical
look.
Yeah, I think, my folks had some of it. We called it rattan.
Oh, yeah. If you want to be ritzy-titsy, you know, the other people will call it rattan furniture.
But
if you go in Florida, in southern Florida, and say you want some bamboo furniture, they know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, see, this was way up mid-state. I guess it wasn't that common up there.
Well, they have different words. I mean, about as far as I go in mid-state, it's a Tampa, and I haven't been to Tampa since 1970.
Oh.
I don't particularly care for Tampa too much. I mean, I have relatives up there, and we're friends, and... When they come here, they stay with us. When we go there, we stay with them. But
is there very much of a connection between Key West and other Florida cities? I mean, you know what I mean? Like because of the fleets or anything? Do you find a lot of people from other cities here predominantly, or do people from here end up in other cities a lot?
I think if they're native Key Westers, they say they may go away from the Rock for a little while, but they'll always come back to the Rock.